the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Shout hallelujah. God bless you. It is well with you. I want you to have your seat. Meanwhile, as we open our Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we'll read from verses 3 to 8. 1 Corinthians 15, we receive from verse 3 to 8. The epistle of Paul, first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 15. For I have received, for what I received, I pass on to you, as of the first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some are falling asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all apostles. And last of all, he appeared to me also, and to one abnormally born. And let us just praise the name of the Lord for what he has done for us, for making us to be alive, to be witness of today. It's a Thanksgiving Sunday, being the first Sunday in the month, and it's also a Resurrection Sunday. The day that Jesus rose from the dead. Prove all doubters. Put them to shame. All those who doubt him. All those who bully him. They even put some gas. Have you had somebody died, buried? And you have to also put armed guards by the grave. Armed guards. But they are left in shame. All your distractors shall be put to shame in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you as your word comes forth this morning. Let it do something beautiful in my life. Let it do something beautiful in the life of your children. Renew our faith. Renew our belief in you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Our coming every Sunday will have been in vain if you have not resurrected. Father, we have come to celebrate this resurrection. We thereby, O Lord, hinge this resurrection on every area of our lives that needs to be resurrected. Father, today, there shall be new stories. There shall be new life. There shall be new commitment. There shall be new joy. Everything shall be renewed in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Your word is renewed in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. As your word comes into our life this morning, Father, every dead thing in our life, Father, let them be resuscitated. In the name of Jesus. As I speak your word, Father, I speak according to your word, not according to what I want it. In the mighty name of Jesus. At the end of the day, every one of us shall be highly blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Say better, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The summary of everything I'm going to be saying this morning is that for a lot of people, Easter is just another day, particularly in America. It's just another day, a three-day weekend of fun and no work. And it starts from Good Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday. If it is Nigeria or another, or some other countries, we add Monday. So it's just a beautiful weekend for some people. For others, it's a chocolate bunnies and Easter eggs. But we know better. We Christians know better. Easter means the resurrection of Jesus Christ from where? From the dead. It means a fulfilled promise. God will fulfill all his promises in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a better amen. Amen. To us as Christians, Easter means the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. It means the promise of life after death. Jesus Christ died, and what happened? He resurrected. It means the promise of life after death. It means hope of a better life. To many of us, it means joy. The resurrection of Jesus is based on the basis of our faith. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then we are just wasting our time here every Sunday, every time. Every time we need that to pray, we're just wasting our life. The angel told the women, he is not here, but he is risen. Those words changed the course of history. And they continue to do so. So let us take a look at why the resurrection is so important to us as Christians. And the resurrection of Jesus Christ is totally awesome. Even though many of the world don't know this, and many even doubt it, there have been so many conspiracy theories going on about it. So the title is, He is Risen. You will rise again in the mighty name of Jesus. Muhammad did not rise up. His grave is still there. Confucius didn't rise up. He's the founder of Confucianism, the religion that was practiced in China and some Asian countries. Buddhism is still there. You go to Thailand, South Korea, they are Buddhist. His grave is there. Everybody knows. You remember Joseph Smith? He's dead. You remember Jim Jones? You remember the story of Jim Jones? He's dead. He gathered himself together. He said, yes, I am this, I am that. You remember David Koresh, the one for Waka in Texas? Waku. Is it Waku or Waku? The guy is dead. His grave is somewhere. But Jesus is alive. He has risen. His tomb is what? It's empty. I love that song by, my brother. What's his name? The trumpeter. Nathaniel Bassey. Said his tomb is empty. The tomb is empty. He died and rose again. It's a fact. Jesus is alive. He is alive. He's risen. People often ask, why was the stone rolled away? Why? Why was the stone rolled away? It's part of the conspiracy theories. Why should you do this? Now, the stone was not rolled away for him to come out. I want you to know that. The stone was not rolled away so that we could look into it. The stone was rolled away so that we could look into the grave and see that it's what? It's empty. It was rolled away so that the empty tomb could be visible to all. The true empty tomb is the greatest evidence of the resurrection of Christ. Christians have tried to explain it away, and they have not been able to. The empty tomb still stands there. As Easter means, as evidence to all that Jesus is not dead. He is what? He's alive. Easter means victory. Victory over death. Victory over hell. Victory over the grave. You will have victory for life in the mighty name of Jesus. Look at that passage that we read. I read from New International Version, NIV. 1 Corinthians 15, 3 to 7. See, I've read it, so I don't want to waste time again. No? But it means, look at, if you read that same Corinthians 15, we didn't read this one, let's read it. 42 to 44. That so will it be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown imperishable. What do we mean by that? The body that was buried. This body is perishable. It's buried. It has to be buried. If it's not buried, what's going to happen? It's going to be rotting. It's going to be smelly. It's going to cause odor everywhere. So we have to keep it away where we won't feel the shame. But Jesus is telling us that the body that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there's a natural body, there's also a spiritual body. That was why when Mary saw him, I was about to touch him, and Christ said, no, don't touch me yet. This was a spiritual body. I have not risen up to my Father in heaven. But go tell my brethren that you have seen me. But everybody didn't believe it. The resurrection is victory over death. In verse 42, Paul says, we are soon perishable, but because of the resurrection, we are raised imperishable. We are born into this life as perishable beings. We are born with a death to die. But a day is coming when we shall rise with him. I pray you will be part of them in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I will be part of those that will rise with him in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Because the resurrection we have is eternal life. From the moment you receive Christ into your life, you have victory over death. Your physical body might fail you, but your soul will never die. You will be raised forever to live with him in heaven in the mighty name of Jesus. It's part of the Sunday school we are going through. Okay? We will be raised to live with him. I once listened to D.L. Moody. He said, many people never knew that he can never die. Then my attention was immediately caught into it. What do you mean you will never die? He said, the day he accepted Christ into his life as his personal Lord and Savior was the day he becomes imperishable. And it is true. The body will die to be taken away, but that soul will never take part in second death. You will never take part in second death in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you become imperishable. In the resurrection account, the angel said to the women at the empty tomb, why do you seek the living among the dead? They did not understand, but they soon would. When they realized what he meant, they no longer spend their lives fascinated with death. They spend the rest of their life fascinated with life. They don't care about any type of death that will come anymore. For they know that we have to pass through normal death so that this perishable body can be sown on the ground. Some people will burn their own. Okay? But at least something is new. But the soul. So in Christ, the greatest and the lowliest, we all have the assurance that death is no longer victor because of the resurrection of Christ. Amen? There's also victory over sin's dominion. He goes on to say that Paul said, we are sown in dishonor. We are born in sin. But because of the resurrection, we are raised in the glory of the Father. When we invite Jesus into our lives, we are able to stand before God spotless, just as we have never sinned. That is the advantage. The moment we are alive and accept Christ, our sins are washed away. We become holy. It's not that we will not fall into sins once a while. Yes, we do. But we have the grace to call upon him. And what happens? And we are washed. When we are praying this morning, we plead the blood of Jesus to wash us clean, so that our coming will not be in vain. Those are the benefits we enjoy. Sins have no dominion over us anymore. We don't sin, we don't live in sin and be rejoicing anymore. No. The Bible says all power is given to them who believe. Though we are dead, you shall live. It means that because of the resurrection of Christ, we have power over sin, power over temptation, power over lust of the flesh, power over drugs and alcohol, power over broken relationships, power over financial bondage, power over every circumstance in life. All power is given to us through the resurrection of Christ. Since the power of God was able to raise Jesus from the dead, how much more can the same power enable us to live extraordinary lives? Bishop Oyedepo remarked in one of his messages I listened to, that many Christians see people of the world and they envied him. Said it's a great mistake on our part. They're supposed to see us and do what? And envy us. And it started by Bible passage concerning Isaac in the Philistine land. The whole nation envied him. You will be envied in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Nobody will envy you if you have one rickety car. Or you live in one house full of mold. No. So no matter the situation, you have that belief that you overcome. And you overcome it in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Many of us, because we're in America, we think we cannot overcome financial crisis. It's a lie. It's a lie of the devil. Great lie of the devil. You can overcome anything. Put your minds to it. I was talking to some widows this morning. Orphans. You know, their guardian called me. We were about to send money that we normally do every Christmas and Easter to this widow when we discovered that she was dead with 3 children left behind. So we have to multiply whatever we wanted to send to her by 3 and send it to the children. So this Easter again, we did that. And a call was made before I came this morning. And I was telling the children, no, you might look at the circumstances. No father, no mother. Okay? They're not living with a guardian. The eldest is working as a maid somewhere in Lagos. She was not there, you know, when I was speaking with the other 2 this morning, with their guardian. But I told them, remember the word of God, James 29:11. The thoughts I have towards you is what? Not of peace, not of evil. To give you what? An expected end. David can rise from being an errand shepherd to the place of a king of a nation, the most powerful nation for that matter, after that time, then God can do all things. Tell your neighbor, God can do all things in my life. God can do all things in my life. Resurrection of Christ also demonstrates that the power to make a comeback. You can come back from whatever situation you face. God is God of a second chance. He can turn things around when things seem hopeless. What is that hopeless situation? God is turning things around for you today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The resurrection also demonstrates the reach of God's redemption. Look at what Paul wrote in that passage that we read in verse 7 to 8. Then he appeared to James, then all the apostles, and lastly to me, and one abnormally born. Why is he calling himself abnormally born? Paul had nothing to be proud of. He persecuted the Christians. And that's why he says, I'm the least of the apostles. It was only by the grace of God that I am what I am. He was snatched out of the depth of sinfulness. And he thought he was working for God. He thought he was very religious. He thought he's going to make heaven. Huh? Killing people. Destroying people. Making judgments. Oh, you have blasphemed. Oh, you deserve to die. Gathered people. Do you know that in some countries today, even in some parts of Nigeria, if somebody wants to kill you, it's just to accuse you of blasphemy. And people will come out and stone you today. In Afghanistan, it's like that. I think a lady was killed like that in Afghanistan. Yeah. I don't know whether you are following the story. About 3 years ago or so, the man that was abusing this girl sexually was the one who went outside and said, come and see an adulterer. And they stoned her to death. It was after the whole thing became clear that the man was eventually arrested I don't even know what eventually became of him, but that man was dead. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? So that was the situation of Paul found himself. He was the chief executioner of, what's the name of that first matter? Stephen. So what Paul is saying is here is that no matter how unworthy we are, no matter how undeserving of his grace, when we come to him confessing our sins and inviting him to our lives, he reaches down to wherever we might be and lifts us up into his everlasting arms. God will lift somebody up this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Psalm 119 tells us that there is never a mountain too high, never a sea too deep, never a place too far that God cannot reach us. God will reach you anywhere you are in the mighty name of Jesus. God should have given us the blast of judgment, but instead, he offers us the blessings of redemption. Praise the Lord. Our God has risen. The tomb is empty. What an awesome God. As we celebrate this Easter this year, I want us to focus on our life, on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I want us to act in the power that God has given us as born again believers. Let us remember the sin, the sickness, the disease that have washed away, that have been washed away by the blood of Jesus. And by that sacrifice that he made, we have the victory over death's defeat. Victory over sin's dominion. We have the power to come back. And finally, we see God's redemptive nature. God, in his infinite mercies, will never take back all these benefits from us in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us be on our feet this morning. Let us just thank God that endures forever. Thank him for this new month. This new month. Thank him because he's a prayer answering God. Thank him for his faithfulness, his kindness towards us. Nobody is begging for food. Nobody is sick. Nobody has committed suicide among us. Worship him. Your promises has kept us from charging you with falsehood. You have kept us from weakness. We plead the blood this morning, that blood that you shed. That blood that you shed will make your word to be alive in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Make my heart a fireplace for your world. And sweet it to burn with a passion to love you. A purpose to do your will. Courage to share your word with grace and boldness. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We are going to say, Father, let your signs and wonders follow me everywhere I go. Signs and wonders. Let the world envy me because I am full of your signs and wonders. Let the whole world envy me, Lord. They envy our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know that even before these apostles know that Jesus has resurrected, those who put him to death got the news first.
I don't know whether many of us are aware of that. Those who put him to death got the news first, even before the apostles could say, oh, he is risen. Because when the angels came and rolled away the stone, the guards that were there became powerless. They couldn't do anything. And they immediately reported themselves to the religious leaders. And the religious leader said, okay, you know what we will do? You will tell people while we are sleeping. The disciples came and stole him away. Look at that devil eye. They were sleeping and they saw. So people see when they are sleeping. That is the lie. But the lie can never overtake the truth. That is why we are still celebrating resurrection till today. Father, don't allow the lie of the devil to take root in my life. Go ahead, talk to God. The lie of the devil that you cannot make it. No, it will never take root in your life. The lie of the devil that that project is not possible. The lie of the devil that that fruit of the womb will not come. It's a lie of the devil. It will not take root in your life. Because the resurrection means power. Renewal. I am renewed. I am followed with signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. In the mighty name of Jesus. Decree. Decree signs and wonders. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, my everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Brethren, talk to God this morning. It's a resurrection Sunday. It's a Thanksgiving Sunday. I want to testify to your power. In my work, in my spiritual journey, Lord, I want to testify to your power. In my financial life, Father, in my spiritual life, make me a giver. The Bible says it's more beneficial to give than to receive. Jesus Christ gave his whole life, his blood. Wow. Our Lord, our God himself gave his only begotten son. In order to gain all of us. Lord Almighty, I come before you. I receive anointing for increase. Anointing for renewal. I receive anointing for impossible to become possible in my life. I receive anointing for the whole world to envy me. It is possible. In the name of Jesus. My Father, I thank you because you have answered my prayer. Upon this holy altar, I shall come to testify. Thank you, my God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks.